Japan's Suzuki Motor Corporation says it will invest $1.5 billion, along with its Indian subsidiary, Maruti Udyog Limited, to build a new car plant in northern India. The plant is expected to produce some 50,000 compact cars by 2008. Most of the vehicles will be exported to Europe. For its part, Maruti, India's largest car maker, is also gearing up to boost car production by 50% for the domestic market. It plans to churn out nearly 1 million small vehicles a year by 2010. Korean car maker Hyundai is aiming to double its production capacity in India to meet the rising demand in both the Indian and overseas markets for compact cars. Other companies planning new investments in auto plants include Tata Motors and the Indian arm of Japan's Honda Motor Company. Yogendra Pratap at auto magazine Overdrive says India's rising middle class incomes are commanding international car maker interest.
After China, India is one of the fastest growing car markets. It has seen good growth up to 20% at times over the past 5-6 years. All the car companies have been looking at India as having a huge potential.
At the same time, automakers are also tapping India's low-cost manufacturing base for the small car market. Global automobile companies say stricter emission rules in Western markets and rising fuel prices will scale up demand in Western countries for small cars, which account for most of the cars produced in India. The new investments were announced as the Indian government forecast astounding growth in the sale of cars and auto components in the coming decade. New Delhi says it expects demand to more than quadruple from $34 billion at present to $145 billion by 2016. Such massive growth would mean that the auto industry's contribution to India's gross domestic product will double from 5% at present to 10% in 10 years. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.